This is called green sprinkler bottom. Most people today don't know what a sprinkler bottle was, and I guess it really doesn't matter, but I'll tell you, it was before they had steam irons. Now, an iron is something that you use to press the wrinkles out of your clothes, and this was before permanent press clothes, and that was the time when women wore aprons and hung clothes in the backyard on a clothesline. My mother would iron clothes for hours, and she would always be filling her green water bottle, which I should tell you really was a green Coca-Cola bottle. The bottle was thick and heavy, and you could drop the bottle all day on the linoleum, yellow and green kitchen floor, and the bottle would never break. My sister Georgianne died last week from years of hard work and just plain being tired. She had the most beautiful blue eyes and a smile that could melt away mean. She was the most forgiving person I've ever known, always saying, "Don't worry about it." I went to the cemetery to visit her grave. I wasn't sure where she was laid to rest. It was strange. I was drawn to the freshly dug earth, and somehow I knew I could feel her spirit. She was one with the earth and one with God, and I said some prayers. I then found the custodian of the cemetery, and he told me that I had found the right lot. The sun had just started to surrender to the night, and I remember the green sprinkler bottle. Guessing I was about 5 years old and Georgianne was six. I remember sitting under the ironing board. We were playing cowboys and Indians. I remember picking up the green sprinkler bottle just like they did on Saturday morning westerns when they had a bar fight and conking her on her head. I conked her good, crossing her baby blues, and to my surprise, the bottle never broke. I can hear her say years later, "Don't worry about it." Thank you, and see you later. See you next week.